Yes? Okay.
This story is called One Frog Too Many. The boy is in his room with his dog and his turtle and his frog, and he's received a present. He goes to open the present. He unwraps the ribbon, and what does he find in the box? Oh, he finds a smaller box, but then he takes out the smaller box, and inside it is a second frog. From the beginning, his original frog is not too happy. The dog and the turtle are excited, and the boy is very happy. But even from the beginning, his first frog is jealous. And the frogs, they just don't get along well. Pretty soon, the frogs are fighting. They're biting each other. They're getting jealous. And the boy decides to separate them. He takes his new frog and tells his old frog to... He disciplines his old frog. Then together at the park, the two frogs continue fighting. One is riding, they're both riding the turtles on the turtle's shell, but then the boy's first frog kicks the new frog off. And the new frog is, of course, upset, and this makes the boy discipline the old frog. It looks like what's happening, what keeps happening is that the new frog gets jealous, and or the old frog gets jealous and does something mean to the new frog, and then the new frog complains and the boy disciplines the old frog. Well, the boy has had enough of this, and so he tells the old frog to go off by himself and to wait while the rest of them go and have fun. Just the four of them, the boy, the dog, the turtle, and the new frog. But the old frog follows them, and while the rest of them are in a little raft in the pond, the old frog jumps into the raft and makes a nasty face to the new frog and then kicks him out of the boat. Well, now he's in the water, and the boy and his turtle and his dog don't know where the new frog is, and they're worried about him. They're worried about where the new frog is because they don't want to lose him, and they're upset at what the old frog did because that was a mean thing to do. So they go looking for him. They go looking for the new frog, turning over all the lilies in the ponds, and looking near all the trees and rocks to see where he might have gone. This is when the old frog starts to realize what a bad thing he's done. He's off by himself. He's looking too, but he has a very sad face because he knows that it was the way he behaved to the new frog was very mean. Well, they leave from the park without finding the new frog, so they have to leave without it. And the boy, from the way he's walking, you can tell how sad he is. He's walking stooped over, and it looks like he's crying. And the dog and the turtle aren't too happy either. Well, they get home, and all the boy can do is lay on his bed because he's so sad about having lost his new frog, his present, his new companion. But they hear a noise outside the window. And what is it? It's the new frog. He's come back. He jumps in through the window. And now they're all together again. And even though the old frog is a little disappointed that the new frog has gotten back, it seems like they'll learn to live together because by the end, they're sitting next to each other and they're all happy.